Promise. Three Wars, Two Mates. Written by Jamie Zimmerman and read by David Tredinnick and Jamie Zimmerman. I'd already met Brett in passing, because being a W, his room was beside mine in the inaugural barracks. However, he hadn't come from Kapooka. He'd done basic at Pakapunyal in Victoria, so I didn't know him. It wasn't until I realised he was as competitive as Brad and me on the obstacle course that we became mates. The three of us became a little nutty about being the best, and we became the section to watch. The fittest, the fastest, the most driven. There were five of us in that section, and we all wanted to do better than just scrape through. We wanted to be the best, and we drove one another at every rifleman training test. Brett was a classic soldier, right from the beginning. Later, we would joke that when you cut him, he bled green. He was smaller than me. He was 180 centimetres, I'm 188 centimetres, but Brett was muscular, a natural runner and climber, and he went on to win the top fitness award. He was also a hunter, so he won all the shooting comps too. He was reserved with strangers, but popular and very funny with his inner circle. Brett was a lad who had a charismatic way with the ladies. I'm tempted to say it was because he could make them laugh, but it was also because they could relax with him very quickly. Women felt safe with Brett. He also loved ribbing us rugby players about our sport. He'd been an Aussie Rules club player when he grew up in South Gippsland, Victoria, and he never missed an opportunity to tell us that our footy just looked totally wrong. It was a tight-knit circle at Inaugura. When we came to the end of our training and our section competed in hardcore, we won it. We really worked for that title, and by this time, spring in Queensland, we were ready for anything. After hardcore, we were marched out and given the rank of private, as Brett and I were posted to 6RAR. The 6RAR was distinct from the other RARs because it was the only Australian regiment that maintained a mix of full-time and reserve soldiers. The trick was to ensure you were posted to a combat company, one that created a pathway to do whatever you wanted to do in the army. Brett and I must have been radiating ambition because we were both posted to the legendary D Company 6RAR, one of the hardcore combat units involved in the Battle of Long Tan. Delta Company featured in a lot of Australian military history, so it was an honour.